Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Someone who is struggling with the book and looking at astrology and stuff and thinking that it was taught about, like Marcus can tell you, what did you tell me when you when we talked again? If you would have if I would have talked to you about the stars, you probably would have hung up on me.
Yeah, because I mean, it very clearly tells all of the, you know, the people, don't look up in the stars, don't follow them. That's what it, I mean, it says it several times, very specifically, you know, about worship of other, you know, idols or gods. And he specifically talks about looking up in the sky, which, as we know, ancient, you know, in antiquity, that was their thing, right? Was looking up in the sky. As you go all over, you look at all of these that's true, right? You look at all this archaeology, you see that there's tons of you know, mappings of the stars and all of these different historical, you know, structures and megalithic things. It's just all over the place.
So my question is, someone who is steeply within that belief, how do you suggest they start coming to this side of energy and understanding?
The stars don't lie, people do. Okay, so don't read the writing on the wall, read the writing in the sky. Because it said that the end times will be told by the signs and symbols in the sky. But listen, Uranus, the planet Uranus, which represents revolution, it also represents freedom, it also represents nationality. Okay, and on a lower level, deviancy. Okay, it went into the sign of Aries. Okay, mm-hmm. When it did that, right before it did that, we did a show where we were doing predictions on that, and it squared Pluto and Capricorn. And we said this: when Uranus, the sign of nationalism and the sign of freedom, goes into Aries, the sign of race and racism, and the races with actions and abuse and war and weapons, we're going to see a spike and hate crimes and racist and racism. And racism is going to become a nationalized motif. White people and other races are going to say, I have the freedom, Uranus, Aries, to be racist. It's my right.
I can see them coming out.
All right? And it's squared Pluto, death and murder, and Capricorn, blacks, or via government or the institution. And you saw a rise in police brutality, police killings, the system killing people, whether they were black or whoever, Latino or people who are underprivileged. Okay, the plutocracy getting away with murder, all right? And kill black people, murder black people. And we've seen that ever since, okay? So the stars don't lie, people do. Now that may be a harsh viewpoint of that, but the reality is it happened. We cannot deny that. When those planet configurations came into exact square, we were at the height of these murders. We were at the height of this stuff that was going on, okay? We were at the height of white supremacy protests going on, marching in the streets, trying to match, you know, we were at the height that the black lives, they didn't matter, because Saturn or Capricorn represents what matters. Right? What matters, the facts of what matters, right? And Pluto is the biological process, all right? So this is when we start saying Black Lives Matter.
I have a question for you. Well, not a question, but, well, you mentioned Jupiter and racism. We're going to be seeing another square. Uranus and Taurus is going to square Jupiter and Aquarius very soon, next year, 2021.
And the platform is morality. So Uranus going into Taurus is a revolution of morality.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
So what has been rooted will come to the surface, to the dirt. What's in the mud will come to the dirt, Taurus, all right? So, and this is why we're having not just the Black Lives Matter thing, but the LGBTQ, because Uranus rules Aquarius, and that is indicative of the homosexual lifestyle. Homosexuals, or anything that's unorthodox, that's different, that's against the grain. And homosexuality is one of those motifs that fall into Aquarius, okay? And the water bearer, Zeus's cup holder, was also his lover. Civil Aquarius. Okay. All right. So, you know, we see this
rebel. Wait. You just skipped over that, man. You ran over. What did you just say? The Aquarius.
The water bearer.
The water bearer.
How
you pronounce his name? Gwimenes? Gaymales? I forgot. Yeah, look it up, but the water bearer, Zeus's cup holder, is Aquarius, the symbol of Aquarius, pouring out the water, pouring out the wine to the gods. Yeah. Okay. And the third place, we all talked about Zeus, Sagittarius, the third place is Aquarius, right? The lightning holder, right? But also, the third place is the cup bearer, the messenger of Zeus. See?
Wait, so. No, you said the lover part.
Oh, yeah. His cup bearer was his lover.
Zeus's cup bearer was his lover.
That's the part I was trying to back you up.
Oh, yeah, that's in the myth. That's in the myth, bro. Zeus got busy. Zeus got busy.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.